Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Sexy and Van City may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. And if you didn't notice, I just did my own thing as opposed to playing the pre-recorded thing because I couldn't quite find it today, which maybe that means it's a little bit time for a change, a little bit of freshness, and opportunity to just have a little bit of fun. And fun is one of those times, especially with fall coming upon us, where, as one of my friends said the other day, fall is like the new year, like the new January. And with the fresh start of school, fresh start of all sorts of things, it's a great opportunity to try different things. So whether it's trying dating someone new, trying something new in your relationship, or just trying something that's just really fun that you've wanted to do for a long time, I encourage you, find out what you want and just do it, because why not? Life's way too short. So tonight I've got a very special guest that I'm very excited to welcome back to the show. You may have heard her on probably about almost 8 or 9 months ago now. You may have heard her via podcast. She's got a wonderful book called The Joy of X, and she is a divorce coach as well, encouraging people to empower themselves and just own their lives again. And tonight we're going to be talking about a really wonderful, wonderful topic, which is in terms of dating the younger man and what that looks like, which it was interesting. So what are the myths? What's the facts? What's the fictional around that? So we're going to be chatting a lot about that. We're also going to be chatting about, which one of my friends on Facebook, Shine Jewelry, was mentioning, manthers, which I thought was a really interesting term for men that date older women, and cougars. And how do we feel about those terms? And we're going to be chatting all about that on this edition of Sexy in Van City. And I have completely forgotten, well, not really, I've just been talking a lot, to introduce our wonderful guest, Ms. Debbie Bergen. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So I'm really glad you're on the show, and I always have so much fun chatting with you. It's, I think even the first time we met, we ended up chatting for about 2 hours straight at the coffee shop.
No, we have a tendency to get carried away.
We do. And I think it's important too, because we have a lot of good things to say.
We do.
And I think for all those people out there who would be curious as to all those conversations we have on the telephone or over coffee or a glass of wine, well, here's your opportunity to eavesdrop and find out the thoughts of Caroline and Debbie tonight.
Oh, no. I don't know if they're ready.
You don't think so?
No. Like I said today, I think you need to have your finger on your censor button tonight.
Well, it's a good thing that the CRTC has, the show is after 10 o'clock, so it can get a little hot if it needs to.
Okey-doke. I'm ready.
We've already got comments on Facebook, adult content, so.
Oh, no kidding.
Adult content with that sultry voice. I'm out and can't handle it already. I think we're getting some nice fan stuff already, Debbie, and we've just started the show.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
No, I think it's great. So hopefully that it doesn't get too hot, and if so, people take cold showers and just nice quick ones so they can come back and listen to the rest of the conversation.
Hot is good. Hot is good.
Hot is very good, and I think it's one of those things in relationships, knowing when to go hot, when to go cold.
Oh, my God, let's not get started. That's later in the conversation.
So for those of you who are wondering, who are listening in on this conversation, going, okay, what are these ladies chatting about today? Debbie and I, in our pre-show chat, we were chatting about the fact that sometimes there's a lot of stigma, even though it's been a long time since the movie Even Stella Got Her Groove Back came on. There has been so much stuff, and And yet, even though there's articles in Oprah, there's articles in Self in regards to the dating the younger man, sometimes there's a lot of stigma, and whether that is fact or fiction in regards to Vancouver, about being called a cougar. And Debbie, I'm just going to ask you if you wanted to share your thoughts.
I despise the word cougar. I despise that word, only because it comes with such negative connotations. Like, even me, when I hear the word cougar, I think of that, you know, that old, that 80-year-old woman who's sitting at the bar in the leopard print dress with the cigarette hanging out of her mouth and the lipstick all over her face, looking for a 20-year-old. That's what I picture when I hear the word cougar. But I have friends who date younger men, not because, and I'm going to say this, probably for, and I'm sure that you've heard it before, it is not that older women, for the most part, are not attracted to men their own age. That is not it. I've dated younger men. I've dated men as much younger, 10 years younger than me. It's not an issue, depending on his maturity level. But it's not that I'm not attracted to men my age. It is that, oh, God, and please don't email me, don't call me, don't text me, don't. I don't want any hate mail. It is, and I'm going to put it out there, that by the time men, some men get to a certain age, they let that shit slide. Like, they start taking on the beer belly, and they don't work out as much, and they don't take care of themselves. But they want a woman who looks like she takes care of herself, and that's not fair. So the older woman who actually takes care of herself decides, you know what, I'm not attracted to that. I want someone who looks like he takes care of himself, and she goes younger. Am I wrong?
I think men of all ages and women as well, whatever anybody self-identifies as, I think it's important for us to do self-care regardless what age we are.
Oh, it is. It is. It's totally, like, I can't even, one of my girlfriends and I have this conversation probably almost on a daily basis. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating not to be able to find someone our own age who looks like he takes care of himself. If he looks like he takes care of himself, he's going younger, right? If he's my age and I'm somewhere in my 40s, and he's somewhere in his 40s, and he looks like he's, you know, he's in good shape, he's a good-looking guy, he wants to date someone who is in her 20s or early 30s, right? So, call me jaded, call me whatever you want to call me. I think, well, if they're dating younger, why can't we? Why is it wrong for us to date younger?
And I guess that's the question, is it wrong?
Exactly. Why does society think it's wrong? Why is the older woman, and by older, I don't care if she's in her 80s or in her 60s or in her 50s, why does society deem it as being wrong for her to date someone younger than she is? Or if she does it, she's a predator. And the man who's in his 50s or 60s dating a 30 or 40-year-old, it's perfectly normal. He's a, you know, the word that you used earlier. And that word, a manther. He's a manther, and that word is cute. It's not cute. It's as predatory as cougar is, right? But society doesn't see it that way.
I think, I know as a kid I was raised actually to, my mother actually encouraged me to marry a man who was minimum 10 years older than me. I was actually raised to believe
that. Really?
Very much so, because my mom really felt that a man who is older is more established, he has worked really hard, and I would be in a better financial position if I focused on marrying somebody who basically had their stuff together, had sown all their wild oats, and was ready to settle down.
So I get that, but on the flip side, let's flip that coin over. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're 25 and you're going to marry a 35-year-old. As a 25-year-old, shouldn't you be dating someone your own age? Are you, in fact, oh Lord, I don't even know if I should say this.
Go ahead.
Are you, in fact, wasting your youth dating someone who is 10 years older? He's had his turn. He was 25. He's had his chance to date 25-year-olds. Why at 35 now is he still dating 25-year-olds? What about the 25-year-old who should be dating someone her own age?
I think it depends on the situation, and in regards to people, I think we're attracted to people because we're attracted to people.
For sure.
And in regards to that, I know my partner's 10 months older than me, so...
Okay, we laughed about that. You have to see, okay, that's not even a difference. That's not a difference. And you know what? It's not a... Well, maybe for you it's a difference because you look, and for those of you who have never seen Caroline, she looks much younger than she is.
Thank you.
You look much... You look probably 10 to 15 years younger than you are. Because when we first met, I was surprised.
Thank you.
Right? So you kind of can't, I mean, you don't catch a break, right? You can't. It doesn't matter who you date, he's always going to look older than you because you look younger. But what about those who, you know, they look their own age, which is good. They look good for their age, but they can't date someone their own age because that person their own age who looks like he or she takes care of themselves is looking to go younger.
Well, I think there are some benefits to dating younger, though. You've got someone who...
There are lots of benefits to dating younger, honey.
Oh, that sounds very... That was going to be one of them, but I'll let you say it. Would you like to share some of the benefits of dating younger?
No. You go ahead. There are. But it depends on how much younger you're going. We're not talking, you know, if you're... 45, we're not talking,
dating,
you know,
12.
Heading down into the late teens. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about early 20s. And I mean, you date different people for different reasons, mm-hmm. right? I mean, yes, we're attracted to people, not to a number. But I know women who date men, God help me, specifically for the number.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm not one of them. A person is a person. I really don't care about his age. Mm-hmm. If I like him, I like him regardless of his age. But I know men and women who date the number.
And if
I know women in their 40s and 50s who will date a man because he's in his 30s and won't date, you know, barely out of his 30s. And I think, what is the point? What if you meet someone and he's 45 and you're 50? You won't date him because he's only 5 years younger than you are?
Well, I guess it depends on what you're looking for. Is it a relationship or what are people looking for? I think that's the key where it needs to start. Are you looking for a fling or, and why? What is that reason? Why does it matter so much? Because age really is just a number in many ways.
It is absolutely a number. I mean, I get it. If you're looking for what I call a toy friend, if you're just looking for a fling or a toy friend,
that's
fine.
That's a great expression.
It is. It's you know, the more common expression will be boy toy, but I kind of like toy friend. If that's what you're looking for, who cares, right? As long as he's legal and that's your thing, you know what? Live and let live. I have no issues with you. You know, don't come into my space. I won't come into yours, whatever. But if you start out with someone as a toy friend and then you want to get in and you get all cheesed off because you want to be in a relationship and he doesn't, he sees it for what it is, you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I've seen that happen time and time and time again with, you know, the same few people. They get into a relationship with a toy friend thinking, you know what, it's just sex. And then they get cheesed off because, well, he doesn't want to be in a relationship. He doesn't want to go out for dinner. He doesn't want to go to movies. Well, no shit, he doesn't want to go out for dinner. He doesn't want to go to movies because he doesn't want to get caught out in public with you. This was your deal, right? And mm-hmm. you're going against the deal. You're breaking the contract. And he doesn't want to do that.
So it comes right back from the get-go where it's just, as you said, if it is just a toy friend, establish what it is and have those conversations so everybody knows what page they're on in regards to what the deal is in regards to the relationship, even though that can evolve, but make sure you continue that communication.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
For sure.
And the other thing, though, that I do love, and I think this holds to be true, we're actually getting more comments on Facebook as we speak, which actually is really sweet. And this is one of the things I was going to say, which is one of the benefits sometimes for dating someone younger is they're really enthusiastic and not jaded at all. And
mm-hmm.
One of our listeners writes, my husband is 17 years younger than I am. We've never had any issues with friends or family. When people find out, they congratulate both of us.
Go girl. Go girl. Good for her.
I think so too. And she's lovely and they're very happy together, which I think is fantastic.
That is awesome. That, I love hearing that. Not that I don't love hearing it the other way around, but honestly, it's about time that we leveled the playing field. Fair is fair. How come it's fair for them and not fair for us?
Well, perhaps it's evolving, and I think that gives me hope because that particular listener is a friend, and she lives in Vancouver, so that gives me, it gives me hope. Although her husband's actually from the UK, which
so maybe all of us 40-something year old women should be moving to the UK. I'm kidding.
Well, what I do know though is perhaps what we should do is see what we love, because I know and I'm not sure how much I can say about their relationship, but. If there's certain things that you're passionate about, so say it's tango dancing or say it's painting, actually connect with people who are really like similar interests. Cause I think sometimes we forget, especially now with, and I think people, I've had some friends who've met some wonderful people who've gotten married through online dating from sites like Plenty of Fish, eHarmony, etc.
I've had pure bad luck. We won't get into my dating life. It's just been one nightmare after the other.
And that sounds like that could make such a wonderful, juicy show.
Oh, dear God. You have no idea. I can't even tell you. When I meet you for coffee, I'll tell you about my last one.
That would be great. One of the things I was going to say, though, there are some wonderful sites online where you can meet people all around the world that are where you have similar interests. And I think sometimes that if it starts from there, things that you care about, things that you're passionate about and are important to you in your life, if you can connect on sites like that, so perhaps it's a chat room as opposed to a site that's specifically for dating, that can be really, because you're starting in a space where it's similar value systems, similar interests, and because there's similar passions right from the get-go, there's more in common than just hormones or sex.
In the online dating realm, all you have to go on is a picture, right? The issue with that becomes, do you look like your picture? Right? There's your other show.
I was just going to say that.
There's your other show. Do you look like your picture? You said you were 6'2". Why are you 5'5"? There's that whole, do you know what I mean? That is more common than you would guess.
Oh, believe me, I know. Before I was in my relationship, I put in my stint.
There's got to be an easier way. There has to be an easier way.
Very much so. We are going to take a really quick short break, and when we come back, we're going to be chatting more about dating the younger man. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. We will be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca. Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with 9 stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on the lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe. At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we are back in Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us right now, we're talking about dating the younger man, marrying the younger man in some cases, because we're getting some pretty awesome feedback on Facebook right now as well, which if you're just joining us, you can actually check out our Sexy in Van City radio fan page as well. And as well, I've got the lovely The Sexy, especially when you hear her voice. We've already got comments about the sultry voice. The wonderful
Damn,
Debbie Bergen.
I love that.
Yes, we've got people admiring your voice right now, Debbie. So...
Yay!
So not just what you're saying. Very much so, actually. And that particular listener does say he's legal as well. So he's not a 19-year-old. He's not a young boy who's under 19. So
good thing. That's jailbait. That's called jailbait.
No, it's really, really important. And during our break chat, one of the things we wanted to touch on as well is sometimes maturity is a big thing. And sometimes, which is one of the reasons why, as a young girl, sometimes we date older men. Just because in regards to wanting to be with somebody who's a little bit more established, etc. And as well, sometimes nature just plays a really funny trick. Guys peak when they are 19 years old in terms of sexuality, in regards to hormones. Women, 35. And sometimes I just think that's really strange, just how nature's played those tricks on us.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It's odd. Because we want someone who is more mature, but with or older, but with the age comes, how should I put this delicately? Sexually, maybe they can't keep up. Does that make sense?
Very much so.
Right? And, you don't know that until you get there.
That's very true.
And that's not something you want to find out when you get there. Right?
That is
embarrassing.
True.
They say it happens to everybody, but it's still embarrassing.
Very much so. It is a shock when it flips around. Growing up, I know a lot of the messaging I know I got in my household, and I know a lot of friends that I grew up with in the same era. Same thing where it was just like, for heaven's sakes, my grandmother told me not to hold hands with a boy when I was 13 years old because I might get him excited. In other words...
Oh, no, you're kidding.
In other words, it's the woman's responsibility, which I disagree with, but I think a lot of women, and I think in regards to just sexual abuse, etc., there's a lot of that, but that's, again, a whole other show in
right.
regards to the victim blaming and shaming, etc. But it is a perception where it's just like, okay, as a woman, you need to be the responsible one. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're out and it stops, where all of a sudden you're not having to say no all the time, not just to pretend to be nice, even if you really want to, but as well as that, because of the fact, all of a sudden, they're just like, oh, I'm actually really tired.
Yeah, I hear you.
And having those conversations where it's like, whoa, hey, it's my turn. So,
you know what? I haven't had, this is really personal, not even so much personal, but in just generally speaking, I haven't had anyone say, oh, I'm really tired. I haven't really dated anyone who is that much older than me. He's always either been a couple of years younger or maybe 8 to 9 years younger. I don't think I've dated anyone older than me in probably 15 years. I've been divorced for 13 years, so probably maybe 10 years. I probably haven't dated anyone older than me. Ooh, is that bad? It's hard. I date younger occasionally, but that's, I don't know. I don't, honestly, I don't typically get approached by men my age. I rarely get approached by men my age.
Although you are another one who does look younger than you are, significantly.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Thank you.
It's the truth.
So you can relate.
I can relate very much.
Rarely get approached by men my age. And when I do, they look 20 years older than I do, which is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. Because in my head, I think, okay, he's way older than me. But, I know my age. But in the mirror, I think, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's very difficult. And yeah, sure, I'm attracted to older and I'm attracted to younger. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the number. It is about the person.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, the number is kind of nice. When it's a lower number, it's not that bad.
I think it really depends on the person. It depends what you're looking for. It also depends, too, if you are looking to have children as well, which can be good and bad in regards to dating younger and or older, because, of course, there are health concerns as well for having children after. Even though we can do it, it's just there are more risks involved. But interestingly, one of the things that doesn't get talked about as much is when men are in, once they hit their 40s, there are more health risks as well with the potential for the baby. If you do choose to have a child, and I will add to that next week because I'm hoping that I will have Alexandria Mehta on, who is going to be talking about hormonal levels. So I will be able to address that more because she's
a naturopath. Oh, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be chatting about that next week. But it is true that we do have to be aware. And it's not that people can't have children. It's just that it does need to be discussed if it is something that people want and that's part of their life plan.
Yeah. I mean, as someone who had children in my 20s, like I was done, I have three children and I was done having kids by the time I was 29. So my youngest now is, a couple of years away from graduating.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can think is I'm about ready to be paroled. I am just about out. I am not going back. I love my kids more than my own life. I would jump in front of a speeding bus for any one of them, but it's not something I would do again. I can't imagine having a baby now. I'm 45. Now, what do I want with a baby? I've grown to like sleeping the entire night without waking up. I like not carrying around a huge car seat, and I guess maybe because I've done it, that I can't see myself doing it again. I guess I understand people who at this age want to do it now, but I say to my friends who are my age and don't have children who say, I really would like to have kids. I'm like, okay, so hold up for 2 seconds. Let me give you the whole picture, not just the cutesy little, they're cute and bubbly and, they go from a year old to 20 years old overnight. That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work having kids. It's a lot of work. It's very rewarding, but it's a huge amount of work. When I think back over the years, I think if I were to find out that I was pregnant today, I don't know what I would think. I probably would pass out.
Oh, okay.
Just thinking about doing all that work again. It's work. Kids are work.
They are work. But that being said, if my partner and I were pregnant at this stage, I would consider it, but that's, and I think it's something that does come up because I do have some friends that are single who are in their mid to late 30s, early 40s, and there is that question, do I or don't I still? That's still going through, depending.
And so, when you think about that, when you think, I'm 45, if I were to have a baby today, by the time I'm 60, that child is 15. Right? That's like my son. My son is 16. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to imagine him having a 61-year-old mother. Right? How involved can you be with your children when your kids are young and you're well older than the average parent? Right? I mean, that's also a life choice. If that's what you want, that's what you want. Right? But having done it in my 20s, like I spent my 20s having kids and my 30s raising kids, and now I'm into my 40s. I can see the light at the end of that tunnel is longer, like the size of the head of a pin. It's massive. I can see, you know, I can see the end of the line. I can see freedom, and I can't imagine not having it now.
No, that makes sense. I can see that. And I think in regards to going back full circle in regards to what is in terms of dating somebody younger, some of the benefits, I know we touched on earlier, the sexuality, it's can be great. It's also really good in regards to for a potential of sexually transmitted infections as well, because if someone hasn't slept with as many people, and especially if they're younger and hopefully been brought up using condoms more, especially after the with the HIV and AIDS, especially in the 80s, where it was at that point an epidemic as opposed to now a manageable
Do you think, though, that also depends on the person?
It does, but there's hopefully, and yes, it definitely depends. I think in regards to having sex in general, it should be safe sex always until you are in a relationship to that where you're able to have those conversations, go to the doctor together. And even then, it's important to keep getting your checkups to make sure that you're healthy, et cetera.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because there are some STIs that come up later on. For example, HPV, which is very difficult to diagnose sometimes because there's so many different types of strands of it. So there's things like that. Herpes, depending which simplex it is, it's very difficult to find unless there is an actual outbreak. So there's many of them that sometimes the symptoms don't come up immediately. And so it's important to get tested as well. On a somewhat regular basis. It's just important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in 100% agreement.
And as well as that, so I think in terms of sexuality, though, that because I can think of back in the 80s, before, like at the early 80s, I had friends who were not using protection whatsoever, where there's a lot more education in regards to having safe sex. So
right.
I think it's not as unheard of in regards to with a condom, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I think that's a good thing. Although one of the things that does come up sometimes as a complaint in terms of the do's and don'ts of dating a younger man is, and I personally think this can happen in any age, is that they're looking for a mommy figure.
Do you hear that a lot?
I think it's something that does come up in regards to the maturity factor. And I think it just the fact that we've got younger women sometimes really wanting to date older men at that time, just so there's a bit of more of a match. I think it can happen, but I also think it depends on the relationship. And it depends because I think there's always going to be men and women who are looking for mommy or daddies within a relationship because they're trying to heal something within themselves.
Oh, for sure. Typically from younger men, do you know what I hear?
Go for it.
Typically from younger men, I've never heard the mommy thing. I always hear and I always ask because you know me, I need to ask. What are you attracted to older women? And they usually say, well, naturally, yes. And when I ask why, they generally say because one of two reasons. Older women are more independent. They're more secure. They're more sexual because they're more comfortable with their bodies because they've had them, you know, they've been around a little bit. And the second reason is usually because the younger women, and I've heard verbatim, I've had more than one man tell me that women, quote, women my age want to settle down and have babies and I'm not interested in doing that. And an older woman has typically already done that or has gotten it out of her system. She's at a point where she's decided either that she's got it or she doesn't want it. Right?
Right. So
and younger men are all, you know, they're busy sowing their wild oats or whatever it is that they're doing. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go for an older woman because she doesn't want to settle down and have kids. She's done it. She's been there, done it, bought the T-shirt. She's over it. Right? Or she is more independent, she's confident, and confidence, no mistake about it, is sexy as hell. She's confident, she loves her body, she doesn't have any hang-ups about, my boobs are too small, and my boobs are too big, or whatever. It doesn't really matter, right? she shows up. She's confident. She's excited. She's happy to be there. Whatever. That's really all a man needs is for a woman to show up and be confident.
I think that happens at any age, which I think is really key. I agree with you 100%. I think sexy equals confidence 100%.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't, but I think that goes for men and women, that
absolutely.
People should feel good who they are.
Absolutely. Insecurity is one of the ugliest traits I know.
And I think sometimes it takes a while to find out what makes you feel good about you. And
yeah.
I think that's one of the things I'm going to encourage people, regardless what stage they're at, to constantly keep focusing on some self-care as well. Even when you are in a relationship, it's really important to, and I don't mean just like physically working out, et cetera, even though that is important, eating healthy, working out, but also finding what are you passionate about in terms of your life? What do you want to do? And letting yourself continue to evolve as a person. I think it makes such a huge difference, not just for yourself, but in
right.
your relationship as well. And I think that's really key.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And I think in my book, I there's a chapter about how we let ourselves slide. Like, you know, when I think I met my ex when I was 19. I was actually 18, and we had our first daughter when I was 22. And in that time, I turned into a completely different person. I look like a different person now than I did then, because you get tied up in the relationship and the, you know, caring for the family and running the household and just living life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really think about, you know, about taking care of yourself. You don't think about, you know, going and getting your hair cut or going to the gym or all of that other stuff. You just let it slide. And a lot of relationships suffer because of that. I see it. I think mine probably, it probably suffered some, but in my head, I was so busy. I've got three kids. Right? And
mm-hmm.
I'm with those three kids 5 days a week. So I'm thinking, you know what? Big deal. I look like a dish rag. Oh, well. Makeup? What's that? These kids need to eat. They need to be clothed. They need to be walked to school and taken back and all that other kind of stuff. And we forget that we have to take care of ourselves, not just for ourselves, but I used to tell my ex-husband, if you gain past a certain amount of weight, we're done. Because you can't change that much. If I wanted someone who was that, who looked like that, I would have started dating someone who looked like that, right?
Right.
It happens. We let shit slide, and we, you know what? It takes making a conscious effort not to let that happen.
So how do we keep that all the way through? Because you were really straight. It sounds like your communication style with your ex was very, very upfront, where you called him on everything, where it was very specific. You're very specific in terms of your boundaries as well. But I agree, it's important to focus, especially if children are part of the relationship, to make sure that you take care of you, both self-care, but as well, I think one of the key things is to remember that you're dating as well. Because sometimes I think people forget the marriage part and just become the parent part.
Absolutely. And it's easy to do.
It's hard, yes, very much, because especially if you're getting lack of sleep and you're taking care of another being, it's huge. It's really
huge. It's massive. But I mean, in my day, like I'm 70, but when I was raising my kids, I mean, all I thought about was, you know what? They're our children. I need to take care of them while he is out at work. And he should understand that this is why I am the way I am. But I didn't think, you know what? He doesn't see this all day long, right?
Yeah.
He goes to work, he comes home, I look like a dish rag. And all he's going to think is, you look like a dish rag. Why do you look like that? Because he hasn't been home with three kids all day, right? I get it. But at the time when you're in it, you don't step outside of yourself and think, you know what? What is he seeing? Or, you know, for the men that stay at home, what is she seeing? All she is seeing is, you know, she comes home and you look like a dish rag, right? We forget, you know what, I need to keep up, I need to perform the maintenance. You've got to do maintenance. Whether you're dating or married or engaged, whatever it is, you got to do maintenance.
And it's
especially if you're dating, good Lord.
No, and especially if you're dating, and it's interesting, and I know that wasn't going to be originally the topic in regards to the children piece, but I think that's a really key piece, is the fact that trying to take that time to, and you're right, they don't see you all day long, whoever the stay-at-home parent is. And so if you're feeling like a dish rag, looking like a dish rag, that's what they see. Whereas at the beginning, I think both men and women at the beginning try to look good, even if it's wearing jeans and a t-shirt and trying to be so, oh, so casually, you know, good looking on the date.
Absolutely.
So, like all the time we spend putting on so-called natural makeup and just to look really fresh and good. And so it's part of it where it's part of the dating ritual. It's also a way of showing that you care, because not just about yourself, but you care because you want that person to see you as a beautiful being. Let yourself shine through. And when
Absolutely.
That stops, there's that question, gosh, do they even care about me? And especially when the energy is focused on children instead of on the partner. It's like, wow, do I count anymore?
Exactly.
So what can we learn from our sexy older women who date younger men and bring that to all our relationships?
I think that what society, I think, needs to get as an older woman is that if you're an older woman and you happen to be dating someone who is younger, you're not necessarily dating that man because he's younger. He just happens to be younger.
Hmm.
Right? I mean, and I know a lot of older women who are young in spirit. They're young. They behave. They have a certain sense of freedom that a younger man might be attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not necessarily about the number. Like, I know women who date younger men, and society generally sees them as only dating that man because, well, he's 30. Of course she's dating him. And they think it's a boost to her ego. Why is it a boost to her ego? What about his?
I think it goes both ways, because I can still remember being 16 and being really excited.
You're the host. You're supposed to say it goes both ways. You can't take a side.
Well, I do remember when I was 16 years old and my 16th birthday party, where my date was 23 years old. I don't think he believed me at the time that I was only 16. And my mother coming up to him, telling him not to hold me so close when we were dancing. So I can honestly say with that, I think it goes both ways. And at the time, the big thing for me was not just because I found him attractive, but the number was important. The fact that a 23-year-old thought I was pretty and sexy was a big deal when I was a 16-year-old girl.
See, now, when you're 16, you want to date older.
Very
when you're 40,
so.
You want to date younger.
It's interesting how it evolves, hey?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. And no, and it's not necessarily you want to date younger. I would love to date someone who was slightly older than me but looked really good for his age. I'm sorry. There is something to be said for looks. I know it sounds terrible. I sound shallow. Again, no email, no text, no hate mail. It is what it is. We see, we're visual beings. We judge with the eyes first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you happen to fall in love with someone that you've been friends with forever, and then you know that person inside and out. But on first sight, it's all about that. It's about first sight.
It is. Well, they've done studies on it from the John Hopkins Medical Center, where we actually get 90% of our information from what we see, 10% from what we hear. And which is why it's really important when we're meeting people in general, regardless what the number is, that we actually meet them in person and not to feel bad that if we're attracted to somebody or not attracted to somebody right away. Granted, just bearing that in mind with the attraction factor, that also is pheromones as well at the beginning. And to have a happy, healthy relationship, it's going to focus on your values and that's really key in what you want out of life, those things, depending on what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? You keep saying depending on what you're looking for. Okay, so let's say...
Some people are looking for a boyfriend, as you put it.
Male or female, you're looking for someone that you're physically attracted to first, yeah?
It starts with that, yes.
Because that's what you see first, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you see someone and he reminds you of Quasimodo, he's not someone you want to wake up next to, right?
It depends
Quasimodo, but if you're friends with Quasimodo in high school and you know he's a really great guy, you may end up dating him despite his look.
That's true.
But that's because you you actually know him as a friend first, but when you get to be older and you're not in that social setting, like a high school or whatever, you're not in that setting, you judge purely based on looks at first. So what do? How do you get out of that? I can't tell you how many times I've been called shallow. And it's not a matter of being shallow. It is. You know, I recently went on a date. Oh, Lord, I don't even know if I want to do this. He was younger than me. But I went on a date, and he said, and men always say, you know, let me know if you're not interested. Tell me if you're not interested. Hmm. Now, gentlemen, do not tell a woman to tell you if she's not interested if you're going to flip out when she tells you that. It doesn't matter how nicely we say it. I've had one man react civilly when I said, you know what, it just wasn't there. Like, you're a really nice guy, but I didn't think there were no sparks. I've had one man in God knows how many years of dating react, you know, just say, you know what, well, thanks for letting me know. Good luck with your search or whatever. And the last time I went on a date and I said, you know, yeah, no, it's not there. And this is the one who told me to tell him, and he was younger than me, told me to tell him if, you know, I wasn't interested. And I was nice. I was purely civil. And I told him, and he said, first he looked like someone had just stolen his favorite teddy bear. And I thought, oh, come on, that's not fair. And then he phoned me and reamed me, telling me about how I was shallow and I was looking for the whole package and I shouldn't be doing that. Who are you to tell me what I should be looking for? You're looking for the whole package, which is why you're pissed off at me, because it's just not there. It's not a matter of whether or not you're the whole package. I just don't feel it. Physically speaking, he was a nice guy, but I wasn't physically attracted to him.
Yeah.
Right? Younger or not. So, yeah, it is. A lot of the times it is. It's about the person. But typically, right out of the gate, there's got to be a physical attraction.
There's definitely going to be a connection for sure. And in regards to that guy, it sounds like you saved yourself a lot of time.
Oh, Carolyn, I didn't tell you the whole story on the radio. Wow. I just said, you know what? I called my best friend, Jackie. I called Jackie and I said, I'm done. I'm done dating. No more dating. I'm finished. I'm not doing it again. She doesn't believe me, but that's what we get when we say, you know what? Not there. Like, if you're honest, you get blamed. Or I have.
I think it depends on the situation and it depends on the people. I think I've been pretty lucky, and I've had some pretty freaky dates in my time. I'm very grateful that I've got Dean, and I love him to death. But
you're
I've
lucky.
Had some. I am very lucky. But there have been some times in the past I've been really upfront. Usually, if I'm going out with somebody, usually for a first or second date, especially if it's an online one or somebody I've just met for coffee, where I'm very direct. Where we'll go for tea or coffee first, and if there is a connection, great. And I'm always really upfront right before I go out with them, and let them know that if it's not a fit, I may know somebody who's truly awesome. So I just want to find out who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I've actually met some really amazing people. Some who I've kept as friends, others that I've had some great times with. It's really varied. And so with that, but I've always framed it in that way right from the beginning. So then that way there's no pressure. I've always found it, I can find out about somebody quite quickly as well. And it feels really good. Either there's going to be attraction on both ends or there's not. And sometimes
for sure.
It goes one way or the other. But I found by framing it in that context, it makes it a little bit, at least for myself, I've found that that's been very helpful.
Yes. Well, for some of us, we try framing it in that context, and they just don't listen. There are no ears on the person that I'm speaking to, and I think that's what happened the last time. Because I don't know how many times I said, you know what, no expectations. I roll in with no expectations. If we don't click, or for whatever reason, one of us isn't feeling it, no hard feelings,
mm-hmm.
Right? You move on. We're good to go. We might want to be friends, whatever. No. This dude was not having it. He was not having it. And I was just like, you know what? I think I need to step back and take a break.
Mm-hmm. So how long are you going to be taking a break? I know that's a personal question. It has nothing to do with dating younger men. Well, maybe it does. But just out of very curiosity.
Depends on when the next time I see someone that's really, really attractive. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? I have a lot on my plate right now with the book, and there are some things that are coming out of the book. And I've just decided, you know what? I think that I am just going to concentrate on work for a while and see what happens. But I don't know. I think if I'm not looking for it, it will find me.
Yes. Sometimes.
But I have a lot of things on my plate right now, and there are a lot of things that I actually want to concentrate on.
And on that note, what's next for you? Because you've got, so for our listeners out there who didn't hear the beginning of the show, Debbie Bergen is the author of The Joy of X, and not sex, although I know we could talk about that. That might be another book. but the Joy of X, and she's absolutely fantastic, which I've had her on another show as well. But what's next for you?
I've got some things in the works that I can't really let out of the bag yet, but when I can, you will be the first to know. But yeah, it all stems from the book. It was really, really weird. But yeah, they're all good things, all absolutely good things. But yeah, when I can tell you, like I said, you'll be the first to know.
Thank you. That sounds very mysterious.
So. It is. I'm so excited.
If you could basically wave a magic wand and basically just kind of educate the whole society as to maybe the top three things about dating younger men, what would those things be?
It's not always about the number. Don't assume that it's always about the number. Dating younger men. I don't know. There's a for older men, and I know I'm sorry. I know that, you know, women are probably the same way, but I don't date women, so I can't relate that way. If I don't date someone who is my age, it's either because I'm not attracted to him for whatever reason, and it has nothing to do with the number again. It's maintenance, especially if you're dating. It's maintenance. If you don't want to date a woman who has a, you know, third trimester beer belly, then don't have one. Then don't be pissed off because she doesn't want to date you because you have one. If you won't date a woman who looks like you, then change. Do you know what I mean? And the third thing, I don't know, I would say it's about the person, not necessarily about the number, like I said before. I think there are only two things. It's not about the number, generally, unless you go really young, and that, yeah, no, that's just not worth it. I couldn't do it.
So I guess the question is, what is worth it, and what should people look for when, regardless who they're dating in a relationship?
Think about what it is you're looking for, as you said so many times. If you're looking for a toy, then great. The age really doesn't, you don't care about the age, right? You're not concentrating on, you know, whether or not you want to have kids or what it is he wants to do in his life and all of that other kind of stuff. Are you looking for a relationship? Are you looking for a toy friend? Are you looking for someone who likes to travel? All of the same kind of things that you'd look for in someone your own age, you would look for, like I said, erase the number, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you erase the number, and I know there are a lot of women who, you know, they erase the number and they end up with someone younger, right? Younger is not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not saying that it's bad for men to date younger women. I'm just saying, why is the playing field not level? Why is it a big deal for us to date younger, but not for a man to date younger? And I'm talking like 10, 15 years. Not 2 or 3 years.
So how do we change that?
That is a great question. I have no idea. I think part of it is the way our society is wrapped around media and television.
Okay.
Right? Because it wasn't a big deal for Tom Cruise to marry Katie Holmes, and she's significantly younger than he is, and they just got divorced, and there was no mention of, hey, maybe it's because he is so much older than she is. But when Ashton and Demi got divorced, that's all the media talked about was the difference in their age. Right?
That's true.
I think it is about how the media puts it out there, how TV puts it out there for us to judge or not judge. Right?
Very much so. I think the YWCA right now is doing a huge campaign in regards to media and how people are portrayed in the media in general, especially young girls and women, right. Which I think is interesting. That said, I think in our pre-show chat, I was telling you there was a great article yesterday in the Huffington Post, which I'll see if I can find the link and post on Facebook, which I thought was great, where it was also just in regards to how men, and tying it in with self-esteem as well, just that how women, because we are beautiful, are used and to sell product, whereas men aren't as often. And how does that play on men's self-esteem? So I will post that as well, because I think I'll have a better job explaining that one if I can post it.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And for moving forward, I am hoping that I encourage everybody out there, find somebody that you love. I'm a huge freak for love. And Debbie, I want you to start dating again. I really do. Not just because I want
to be the man. Find me the man, Carolyn. Find me the man who is worthy of all of this. And I'll start dating again.
You know what? You never know. He might just be listening to the show.
That would be nice.
Very much so, because I think it's just really important that whoever we're, you know, just again, love, respect for yourself, and then from there moving forward, just getting out there and just seeing what's there, but being really, really honest as well. So I
true.
Think it's pretty cool.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. And that said, we are getting a lot of comments on Facebook as well. So one of our listeners has said, I think that older women, and this is a man, dear friend as well, I think the older women do have the confidence and experience. And when growing up as a teenager, the older women showed this experience are not based on mother influence and need, but more of the people surrounded by the mother/parents and older siblings, as they're the first contact of maturity when you're younger, causing intrigue, want, and lust.
There you go. There's the word we're looking for, lust. Sorry. I mean, is there something forbidden for the younger man about the older woman? Right? The whole Mrs. Robinson thing. You trying to seduce me? It's that whole deal, right?
Very much. Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, hell no. I can't tell you that here, Caroline.
Well, I think we may have to have another chat so people can eavesdrop on this conversation, because it's very intriguing.
Yeah, no kidding. If I could be completely uncensored, holy crap, this would be off the hook. But I'm can you tell I'm censoring myself?
Just slightly. So, but I think you've got a lot to say too. I think it's pretty cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So for people who are looking for more information, and who knows, you may get people emailing you and just telling you they want to date you as well because of the show. How can they get a hold of you? Or does that scare you now?
I have a website. It's actually called The Joy of X. I'm at thejoyofx.net or thejoyofx.ca. And I can be reached by email at contact@thejoyofx.net.
I think that sounds very perfect. Debbie, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Have a wonderful night, everyone. And I encourage you, whether you're single, in a relationship, just love, 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 and have some fun, because life is amazing. So enjoy it. Have a great night, all.